Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, we're back on our last part of this great continuation of used to be about that life, but now I'm about this life right here on the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And we thank God for Pastor David Laster and Pastor Gary Thomas being on with us. I'm waiting on them to call back in so the man of God can continue on with his great testimony. And then we're going to have them just share a word of encouragement before we go off our show. So it will go back into the 24/7 music that was going on, you know, when we don't have the shows. But I also want to mention real briefly that we want you all to tune in on tomorrow, Friday, to, you know, Friday and Saturday with all of our shows that are going, that's normally heard as usual. On Friday, you will be hearing our very own DJ Val there in the UK of Gospel Food. The Gospel Soul. I think I'm saying it right. With our brother DJ Val, and then also with Shaggy Tosh. Praise Party with our very own Shaggy Tosh. And then we have Be Inspired with Shaggy Tosh on Saturday. And then we have DJ Jai Show, Rhythm Divine. And then we have African Praise with our very own Mr. Saji Harmony. So we want you all to don't forget our weekend shows as well. And this show will air again on tomorrow night as well. And we just thank God. So we have them back on. I'm going to click the mics on, and we're going to have Pastor Gary Thomas continue on to what he was saying. Okay, I got both of y'all mics back on. Are y'all there?
Yes.
Okay, you're there. Okay. All right, so Pastor Gary Thomas, okay, you can go ahead and continue on what you were saying about the bird when you saw the bird.
Yes, and as I said, God showed me a vision of a bird, looking more of an as an eagle. And it's like the eagle itself was lit up. You can see it. It was a silhouette. And it was flying so high in the sky. And by being flying so high in the sky, I looked behind it. And there was a storm that was behind that bird. Dark clouds, thunder, lightning. It was like dark smoke just swirling in behind the bird. And this bird was not running from this storm, but he was just gliding. But he knew the storm was behind it. And then turns around as the storm could not do this bird no harm, a storm developed in front of that bird. And now the storm is closing in on this bird from the back, and it's closing in on him from the front. And I'm saying, Lord, I said, this bird is finna die. And I said, now he have nowhere to go. I said, he cannot go up because there's nothing there for him. I said, even if he fly down low, he's too high to get down to shelter before that storm close in on him. And I'm looking at the twirling of the dark clouds, the lightning, the thunder, all of this stuff going on in behind this bird and in front of this bird. This bird dipped down, looked over its right wing back at the storm that was behind him. And I looked, I said, Lord, I said, the storm that closed in on the bird, I said, and he finna die. And all of a sudden, that bird lift his head up. And I'm thinking that he's finna die or fly down, a guy trying to fly down for shelter. A hole opened up in the sky. And when that hole opened up in the sky, that bird flew up in the sky in a hole that had to open up above the storm that was raging behind him and in front of him. And when I got up, I wasn't asleep. I was just there on my knees, and I heard a voice say, don't move. And when I kept still, I said, now, Lord, I said, that bird is flying high. I said, I thought he was going to die. And I heard a voice tell me, said, this was your life. Said, out of everything that you were going through in your life, you came here from Mobile going to something. And said, mm-hmm. you ran into a storm when you went to Detroit. You left Detroit running from something, and now you went back down south, and you and your dad got into it. You were facing another storm. But now yeah. that you have come back to Detroit, said now all of a sudden you came to that safety where you thought that bird was about to die and lose his life and you couldn't see your way. Said, I opened my arms up to receive you in to show you that I am a way out of no way. And said, yeah. that bird is still flying to this day. And let me know right then and there that it was time to come out of the streets. It was time to live life according to God's will. It was time to be obedient to the word of God because I was in the midst of losing my life. I was out there yeah. fighting in the streets, fighting policemen, breaking police cars and everything else I was doing. You name it, I was out there doing it. But God kept me and protected me from losing my life. And when I accepted my calling, I'm still flying high right now, just as that bird when he flew up in that hole that opened up in the sky. I still see my life prospering. I still see my life gaining force and gaining speed to where God want me to go through. And see, it didn't yeah. say that we wouldn't go through something in life. He said we're going to have trials and tribulations, but he said that we are to be of good cheer. He said that
that's
let
right.
not your heart be troubled about the situations in life. He said, you're going to go
that's
through
right.
some things. He said, but I'm not going to leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, all you have to do is cast your cares upon me. Lean and depend on that rock of salvation. And that's what I've been doing ever since then. So he brought me out of the streets, brought me into the church house. He brought me out of the clubhouse into the church house, brought me out of the streets where I was about to lose my life. And even in the
yeah.
ministry, when I told my dad, I said, Dad, I said, I got my call and I accepted it. My dad looked at me and he said, son, even in the ministry, you about to find out for yourself. And then as I began to read, there was still some saying wolves and sheep clothing.
Yeah.
Let me know that everybody that's standing up preaching and teaching the word of God, a lot of them came from the streets that are not living according to God's will, but they left the clubhouse and came into the church. In other words, I call them pimps in the pulpit. And this is what God was telling me not to do. See,
yeah.
I need somebody that's serious about serving.
That's right.
He said, I'm raising up some new people that is going to serve
yeah.
me and be truthful about serving me. He said, we
that's
cannot
true.
Serve God and serve mammon too. We can't serve God and serve the world too. He said, do not do this for filthy lucre.
Yeah.
We cannot do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right.
We cannot serve God and serve the world at the same time. Some people have allowed this thing to become a profession for them. They look at
that's
it
right.
as if a money-making deal and not worried about the souls of men.
Souls, amen.
And God said that he wants us to save souls, give them God word, not man word. Tell them about what God can do and not about what man can do, because he said to let not your heart be troubled about things. Then he said, don't put your trust in man, because man is going to let you down. He said, but in all
that's
our
right.
ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct
my
our path.
God. That's right.
See, with God, we don't have to worry about God telling our deepest secrets. We don't
oh
have to
God,
worry
yeah.
about God walking away from us or turning his back on us, but man would do it. But if
that's
we
right.
learn how to trust in God and know that if we don't have nobody else in this life, we can lean and depend on that rock of salvation.
That's right. Amen. And that is right. I'm telling you, that's powerful. That is powerful. Very powerful. Wow. I thank God for both of y'all being on here with me tonight. This morning, however you want to say, whatever time it is, everybody's way, we are thanking God for this powerful testimony that y'all sharing. Used to be about that life, but now I'm about this life. That's something, ain't it? Minister David, God had gave me this topic. I was sitting down talking to Tammy, and that came to me. She will tell you that came to me, and I said, you know what? Used to be about that life. But now I'm about this life. And she said, girl. And I said, yeah, we're going to have to get together on this and talk about this, you know, to share, because everyone knows I have a group called Real G's for God, you know, where a lot of brothers was come calling in and being a good part of it, you know, of the show, sharing testimonies. You know, we even had apostles on there that talked about how they was going through with selling drugs and even murder, you know what I'm saying, and had to go for so many years in prison and how God turned that thing to where they didn't even have to serve the whole thing. You know, God did it for them, you know. And so I thank God for that, you know. So I said, well, you know what? We got to get this thing going. And that's when I said I wanted to get you on and get Pastor Gary on and, you know, let y'all share testimonies so people can know, because we're living in a time now that people need to hear these testimonies. People need to hear that, you know, even though you went through the struggle, you went through problems, you went through different situations, God is still able to bring you out of that. You can have a new life. You don't have to be about that old life anymore. You know what I'm saying? But you can be about that new life. I always say you still can you can be gangster, you know, against the devil in the life of living for Christ. You know what I'm saying? That's who we supposed to be gangster, you know, against.
That's right.
Is him. You know what I'm saying? And so I just give God praise and glory for that. So in saying that, before we wrap it up, well, I'm going to say pastor because I call it how it is. But Pastor Prophet. I want you to, what word of encouragement, because we know we're still going through this pandemic that's still going on, and I'm tired of this pandemic, to tell you the truth, I'm tired of it. But it's here. God has been great. You know what I'm saying, and keeping us even through this pandemic. Even with all of this going on, we have a lot of people that are hurting. There's a lot of people that have lost loved ones, still losing loved ones, losing their homes. They're having bad relationships. You know, different things are going on negative out here. What word of encouragement, man of God, would you say to the people that's listening in all over, that's going through any kind of situation?
I'll give you the floor, Pastor Gary.
I would encourage.
Okay, he's going to have.
Just, pardon me?
He's saying you go ahead first, and then I guess he'll come in.
Oh, okay.
You go ahead and share the word of encouragement. What would you tell the people that's going through these different things?
I would tell them just what you said going through. They're not in it to stay.
That's
but
it.
They're going through the storm. He didn't tell us that the storm would not come. After every storm come, it goes. The sun shines again. And I say,
Amen.
Stay focused on Jesus in the midst of every storm that we go through. And you'll find out that he's that shelter in the midst of every storm. He didn't say you won't have to cry. But he said, and let not your heart be troubled, because one day he's going to wipe tears from all of our eyes. And
Amen.
We won't
have
to cry no more. And those are
That's
the words
right.
that I would give you for encouragement. Stay focused
that's
on
right.
Jesus.
And to those that may be that's tuning in, that's going through the struggles of, let's say, their past, selling drugs and being in gangs, because we know that stuff is still going on out here. You know, what would you say to them that's saying, you know, man of God, well, I hear your testimony, but I'm going through, you know, this and that, and I got to make money. No jobs won't hire me. I got to do this and do that. What would you say to them?
I would tell them the same thing. Stay focused on Jesus, because he is our provider. Man is not providing. God is providing.
That's
even
it.
If you're going through something in your life that you cannot even understand, and you still
That's
making
true.
It through, God is providing for you. Everything that you want, everything that you need, we have to learn to be patient for God, because he's been patient with us. And that's what I tell you. Just be patient with God. Give him a chance to prove himself. And I can promise you he would not come short of his word, because he said
that's
all
true.
You have to do is ask, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But we want a
that's
microwave
true.
Fix. We want something that we can put in the microwave quick, fast, and in a hurry. And we got to wait on God,
right,
because God don't operate like that.
That's true.
He says,
don't
stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. So we have to be patient with him just as he's been patient with us. So those are my words.
Oh, my God. Yes. And you know what? That was a lot of patience that he had. Lord have mercy. A lot of patience. Because I'm looking back at my life. You know what I'm saying? That was a lot. It was. And even with us doing what we're doing now, he's still having patience. You know, still things need to be lined up, and he's still sitting back, still having mercy and his grace. And I'm telling you, sometimes when I think about it, it brings tears, you know, to my eyes sometimes, because I sit back and I say, well, God, you know, even in this walk, I haven't been perfect, but steady yet, your mercy and your grace, you still have patience. You still dealing with me. You still doing this and you're doing that. You know what I'm saying? When he could just take his hand up and say, hey, you know, the devil take her up and swallow her up. You know what I'm saying? Anything. But no, his hand is still up on us. And even, like I said, going through this pandemic, you know, God is still making ways. I feel you on that. Pastor David, when you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you said the finances are not what they used to be, but you're not lacking. You know what I'm saying? We're not. God is still meeting. We're not out on the corners eating out of the garbage can. You know what I'm saying? We're not missing any meals here, even if it's not something that you may not want to eat one day. But still, we haven't missed a meal, and we could be dead. Right about now. You know, we could not wake up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But one thing I remember the Lord letting me see, the same faith, this is what he let me see, y'all, one day, and it really got to me, but it was so true. He said, we have to have that same faith that we have when we lay down at night, and we have that faith where we say, we're going to see you in the morning. I'll be over there. Tell mama I'll be over there in the morning. You know you finna go to that bank to cash that check or withdraw money. When we have that kind of faith, we have faith in that, but we don't have enough faith to believe what he can do. And he let me know one time that same faith that you have, believing that you're going to wake up tomorrow, that's the same faith we got to have with him, knowing and believing that he's going to work it out and really mean it and really have that faith to know he's going to do it.
That's
There's
right.
no shadow of a doubt he's going to do it for us. And I sat back and I said, wow, I shared that with my dad. I said, Dad, do you know God let me know that the same faith we got to have in him is that same faith when we know we feel we're going to be waking up in the morning. I know I don't go to bed saying, well, I might die tonight, so I don't know if I'm going to see you in the morning, but I might not be here. Who says that? You know what I'm saying? We on the phone, you say, hey, mom, or say something to your friend or whatever and say, all right, see you in the morning. Or, well, yeah, I got to go to church in the morning. I got to preach in the morning. That same faith. And I had to think about that, like, wow, this is really deep. Because we do have that faith that we're going to lay down tonight. We're going to get up in the morning. We have that faith. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to go to work. We have that same faith that in the next few minutes I'm going to leave out the house and I'm going to go buy that chicken dinner and I'm going to come back. We don't have no doubt to say, well, I might and this might happen. So why not have that same faith to say, well, Lord, I may not have it, but I know I will because you're going to do it.
That's right.
Because you promised me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
well,
I just
said
share that.
David
Go
said
ahead.
It best. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread.
That's right.
And it comes down to you learning, when you look at that word faith, actually, you do an etymology study of that word, you'll find out that the word trust and obey is there. God
That's
is
right.
always there in a time of need. God is always looking to provide for us. The thing about it,
That's true.
Right.
We don't. If it don't come the way we want it to come, we ain't going to accept it.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
We won't accept it. I can testify of the goodness of God in the land of the living. Because when I went inside the institution, the FBI stripped me of everything. Broke. Dead broke. Friends and family. I was 8 hours away from home. friends and family, God would tell me, don't touch the telephone, don't call home, don't do this, don't do that. And I tell y'all, supernaturally, he provided. He touched lots of people that was in there who would come up to me and say, God told me to give you $100 grocery list this week.
Wow.
Or I would be going back to my room sometimes. There'd be food on my bed.
Mm.
So he kind of prepared me to learn how to trust him and to know that
That's
he
right.
is my provider. That I've been home since November 10th, 2010. And I have not had a job, but he still provides.
My God,
he still makes it work. It just comes. It comes, or he'll open a door. I do real estate investing.
Yeah.
I've had people literally sign their house over to me for free.
My God.
For free. I remember not like 3 years ago, God called me. He said, I had two houses I had just put two Spanish families on contract with. And I'm like, okay, this is an income about $2,000 guaranteed every month that they were going to be paying me because I'm like the bank. They were paying me monthly for the next 5 years. God called me and he said, I want you to sign those houses over to them. Give them those houses. Just give them to them. I want you to collect no more money from them. But because I had already experienced his provision, and I was, and the crazy part about it, well, it's never crazy with God. I think that's all what God does. He does crazy stuff. So the thing about it was, I just said to myself, man, I'm about to have enough real estate. Well, my assets alone was $1 million with real estate. That was signed over to me because I ain't had no money.
Mm.
But when God told me, he said, I want you to give those families those houses. I mean, I'm wrestling like, what? God, I just got this, really. And I'm situated, you know what I mean? I just got where am I nothing? But I tell y'all how good God was. When I went to those families and explained to them they were Spanish family, and I explained to them that I no longer can collect another payment from you, God told me to sign these houses over to y'all. They cried. Mm. They couldn't believe it.
Wow.
They couldn't believe it.
Mm.
But they always say, what church you go to now? What church you go to again? They want to go to church with me, even though they don't understand no English.
Yeah.
Barely no English. But they always call me for prayer, still to this day. They always call me, ask me if I want some food, if they make dinner.
Mm.
But through it all, I end up giving those away in a week, like maybe a month later, I end up becoming joint partners with a friend of mine, and we end up getting a building, a 9-unit building, for $130,000, but it's worth over $1 million.
My God.
So I encourage people, when we do it, I encourage people all the time, faith is trusting and obeying. Obeying God, if he say move, and trust his word. His word will not return to us void. Ain't that what the scriptures say? And it will perform what it set out for. But you
That's
have to
right.
come to a place where you come to a place in your life where you got to experience God. You can't keep saying, Lord, save me. Sometimes you just got to say, Lord, I whatever you want to do, let's do it. Because it's that
That's
experience
right.
in this journey that brings you into to knowing who God is. It's
That's
no
true.
Different than meeting people, meeting your husband or your wife. You had to experience them. You had to get to know them.
Yep, that's true.
To start trusting them, to start believing in them.
Mm.
And it's the same way with God. God is just looking for some people who really wants to get to know him. Not on their own on their terms, but on his terms.
That's true.
You know?
That is true.
Some people,
that
some
is
people that want to wake up and spend time with him so they can
That's
get
true.
To know him.
That is
but
true.
But I encourage people daily, it's all about that relationship with God. You have that
That's
should be
true.
Our numero uno priority is keeping that relationship with God. I went through a tough season not too long ago because I got out of alignment with God when it came to provision.
Yeah.
And that's another danger. Sometimes you could be so gifted and so talented in some areas that you start operating on your own without God.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I got out of alignment with God on some and start just doing real estate deals, spending, putting my money here, putting my money there, my partnerships here, my partnerships there. And when the pandemic happened, after God had been telling me to do this and do this and do this the whole time, I ended up wanting to do what David wanted to do. And all of a sudden, I'm wondering why the brook dried up. Why did the brook dry up? He said, because you got in some alliances I told you don't do. You know, it took me back to Joshua chapter 9, the story when the Gibeonites came and deceived the people. The Bible says they had not consulted the Lord thy God. They had not consulted the Lord thy God. That's why I encourage people, man, continue to consult the Lord thy God. I don't care if it's right in front of you. You better ask God, is this him?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That is true.
Or you would get in some bad situations, and when the pandemic comes, and you wonder, what happened? Why is everything so dried up? Why did it get like real estate? Like I said, I do real estate investing. But God had been telling me another avenue to take, but I thought I was wise enough to teach everybody but myself. So when the pandemic came and the landlords wasn't getting no rent no more because the people couldn't go to work, man, I'm like, uh-oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills. But it taught me a major lesson to always consult the Lord thy God because we can do nothing apart from God. Nothing. Nothing. And I'm pretty sure, Pastor Gary, you can attest to it, you as well, Sister Tanya. Man, I feel like my equilibrium or something is off inside of me when I am not in the presence of God or constantly in relationship with God.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we must keep that even going through. He's able to keep us, and that's what I thank God for, because he definitely has been keeping us and keeping everybody that's tuning in now, you know, just keeping us all, you know, and he will continue to keep us if we continue to want to be kept through it all. And that's just powerful. It is. I just thank God we got to wrap it up now. We've done the whole, you might as well say, almost 2 hours. You don't have to apologize. That's around the timing of what we do. We went over a little bit, but that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that happens when we have good shows. We go over. So a lot of us that have the stations and everything, we go over a little bit. But it's worth it, and it's for a reason. It was worth going over because we. Giving, you know, I never say I'm sorry about doing anything, because when it comes to sharing testimony and just giving God glory and encouraging people, it is worth to go over a little bit. It really is. And so I just thank God for you both, you know, being on with me and sharing an awesome testimony and also sharing a great word of encouragement to everybody around the world listening in. So in saying that, before we go back into the station entirety, anything else any both of you would like to say before we cut this?
Well, again, thank God for you having me on the show. It's nice to meet my brother there.
Oh, yeah, definitely, truly a blessing. I'll leave you guys with a scripture that I take and I hold dearly to my heart. Where Paul says it in Galatians chapter 2, verses 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I thank God for you. Thank you guys for being on. With me, And you will be back on with me again, because like I said, this is something that we're doing weekly. So I will have both of you back on sharing and talking and ministering to the people around the world.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, be blessed.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Thank Amen. You. Yes, be blessed. And all right, y'all, so you have heard it. This great show, it started off with our sister, Aisha. We thank God for Aisha, Linnell, and then we had our brothers come on in and minister to us today and share a powerful testimony. And we just thank God for all of you tuning in. Again, don't forget to tune in to all of our shows that we normally do on the weekend. Remember our motto, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great. In Christ Jesus, have a wonderful, blessed day or night, whatever time it is your way, a wonderful weekend, and always know Miss Angel on Deck loves you, but God loves you more. God bless.